We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Yudalet. We are up to Sif Hei, which is on page Kuf Mem Beis, the page after 282. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, B'yemos HaGeshamim, in the rainy season, in the winter, in Lo Omar Morad HaGeshem, if one did not say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorad HaGeshem, specifically the words Morad HaGeshem, Machzirin Oso, we send him back. V'hani Mili Shelo Hizkir Tal. This is only assuming he didn't mention Tal, Morad HaTal. Avayim Hizkir Tal, Ein Machzirin Oso. But if a person said Morad HaTal, instead of Morad HaGeshem, we do not send him back. Says the Mishavura in Sifkoton Chof Hei, B'mos HaGeshamim, Afilu B'tfila Rishona, even if it is the first tefillah that we start saying, Mashiv HaRuach, and when is that? V'hu B'musuf Shal Yom Tov Acharon Shal Chag. As we discussed the last few days, that is the Musaf davening of the first day, of the last day of Sukkot, meaning a Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, Lididon, according to us, to Nuhogin Lahachriz Mashiv HaRuach Amar HaGeshem, called the Musaf, according to our minog that we announce Mashiv HaRuach Amar HaGeshem before Musaf. So even starting from the very first tefillah, if one did not say Amar HaGeshem, Sifkaton Chavav, Afilu Im Amar Mashiv HaRuach, even if he said Mashiv HaRuach, if he didn't say Morad HaGeshem, then we send him back. That's only assuming he wasn't Hizkir Tal. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Chav Zayin, Rosalomar means to say, Afilu im Omar Rak Morad HaTal Levad, even if he only said Morad HaTal alone, that would be enough. Vitamo, and the reason is, the Afa Gav de Lo Netzar, even though Tal never stops, Mikomokom Shavachu La Kodesh Baruch Hu Bahaskaroso, still that is a praise to Hashem by mentioning the Tal. Mashenkein B'She'ela, which is not the case by Baruch Aleinu when we talk about She'ela, V'Sei Talu Matar, the Tzorach Lishal Adover HaNetzar. Therefore, you have to be asking for something that does sometimes stop. And therefore, lo mahani im lo shal mutar af sheshal tal. And therefore, over there in Baruch Aleinu, if you do not ask for mutar, you only ask for tal, it would not be good. Like we'll see later on in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Dalet. Only over here, when we're only mentioning it, so then it's okay to mention even something that does not stop, and that is like tal. And some of the achronim say that the pshat is also that the reason we said that we put Mashiv HaRuach HaMorad HaGeshem in the second bracha is because, as we mentioned in the very beginning of the siman, the first Mishnah Berurah said, because it has a topic of Tchiyas HaMesim, and Geshamim gives life to the world. So Tal also, the Tal Tchiyah, Tchiyas HaMesim comes about through the Tal, and therefore the Tal also has a connection to Tchiyas HaMesim. If you look at note 25, he points out in the second paragraph, V'im Tov Omar Morad Mutar. If a person, instead of saying Morad HaGeshem, says Morad Mutar, V'chein im b'mokom v'sein tal mutar, and so too in She'elo, instead of saying v'sein tal mutar, if a person said v'sein tal v'geshem, so he interchanged mutar or geshem in either place, Aruch HaShulchan says, She'yotzei Yidechova, he is Yotzei, and so too writes Rechaim Kenevsky. Now we're going to see a couple of bir halachas over here. The first bir halacha is on the bottom half of the page, Divar Maskil Machzirin Oso. That's going on the Mechaber that said that in the Yemos HaGeshamim, if you didn't say Morad HaGeshem, Machzirin Oso, we send you back. Says the Bir Halacha, Ayin B'Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger D'Metzadit Lomar. Look in the Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger that he has a tzad to say, the Bilel Shabbos, on Friday night, Im Shochach Lomar Mashiv HaRuach. If a person forgot Mashiv HaRuach HaMorad HaGeshem on Friday night, De'ein Machzirin, that you would not send him back. De'lo Goro Mim Hoyo Mispalo Rak Me'in Sheva D'Yotza B'Di'evid. It's no different than if a person on Friday night just said the bracha of Me'ein Sheva, which we say after Shemoneh Esrei. We hold up B'Di'evid, if you just said that, you're Yotzei. So therefore, since if you just said Me'ein Sheva, you're Yotzei B'Di'evid, after Sham Lohusker Geshem, even though there it doesn't mention Geshem. So since B'Di'evid, you could be Yotzei with Me'ein Sheva without Mashiv HaRuach HaMorad HaGeshem, that's a sign to us that on Friday night, it's not Ma'akiv, and therefore, even though normally we pass it over here in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to go back if you don't say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorad HaGeshem, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's possible that on Friday night it would be okay not to go back if you do not say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorad HaGeshem. V'haraya, if you just said Me'ein Sheva, you would have been Yotzei, and you don't have Mashiv HaRuach over there, so it must be that Friday night is okay. V'siyim d'tzarech Ian, and he leaves off d'tzarech Ian. So if you look at note number 26, we're not going to do the whole note. Look at the last paragraph on the right side of the page. He says an interesting machlokas. V'im shochach yale v'yovo b'lel Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Let's say it is Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and you're davening Friday night, and you forget to say yale v'yovo. So Kosav Adas Torah Shalad Asar Rikiva Eger Lo Yachzor. According to this Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says you don't go back Friday night if you forgot Mashi Varuch Amar Dageshem, because you wouldn't have said it anyway if you would have been Yotzei B'Dyevi with Ma'ein Sheva. So the same thing applies, says Adas Torah, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo on Friday night, which is Chol HaMoed. Shrei Gam B'Ma'ein Sheva Lo Omrim Yalav Yavo. Kimo B'Shach Amar Dageshem. If you would be Yotzei that Friday night with Main Sheva, you also wouldn't say Yalav Yavo. So that's a raya to us that Friday night you don't say B'Yevet without Yalav Yavo. However, Me'idach, on the other hand, Shlomo Zalman Orbach argues and he says, She'yesh l'chalek, there's a big difference between Mashiv Aruach Amar Dageshem and Yalav Yavo. And that's as follows. She'kein birchas Me'ein Sheva nitkeno l'leil Shabbos v'lo l'yom tov v'chol HaMoed. The bracha of Me'ein Sheva, which is the bracha we say again on Friday night, the Chazar Shashatz, the mini Chazar Shashatz, that was established for Friday night, for Shabbos, not for Yontif and not for Chol HaMoed. Umasha Omrim Osa Gam B'Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Hu Rak B'Glal HaShabbos. The fact that we say it on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, it's only coming midin Shabbos, not midin Chol HaMoed. But Shelo Rotzu Lasos B'Shinui Mishar Shabbos HaShana. Chazal did not want to be Mechali between different Shabbosos, and therefore they said to say it even on Shabbos Yontif or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, but it's really coming for Shabbos. Ach lo tiknu lahaskir ba yom tov, but they did not establish to mention on yom tov. Mashenke marad hageshem, which is not the case by mashiv aruch marad hageshem, shoy tiknu lomar me'ein sheva heim b'yamos hacham heim b'yamos hageshamim. The bracha of me'ein sheva was established for the whole year, both for the summer and the winter, whether you say mashiv aruch or not. So even when you say mashiv aruch, it was still established over there. Ubechozos lo maskirim bageshem. And still, even though it was established to be said in the Yemos HaGeshamim in the winter, and they didn't set up any nusach for saying mashiv aruch, so therefore, that's why you don't have to go back if you forget, possibly, Mashiv Aruch Amar Dageshem. Im kei muchal shu lo li'ikuva, that's clear that it's not li'ikuva. Masha ein kein, says the Shlomo Zalman, it's not a raya b'yalav yavo, since it wasn't instituted for Chol HaMoed. It wasn't instituted for Yontif at all. It was only instituted for Shabbos, and therefore that's why that the Haskara was left off, is because it's not really made for Yontif. But I think it's poshut, after thinking about this for a while, it would obviously depend, and the machlokas obviously is, this Magen Avram, who says that you're Yotzei B'Dyevi with Bracha Me'ein Sheva, would you be Yotzei with the Bracha of Me'ein Sheva on Friday night of Chol HaMoed? So if you would be Yotzei with it would be a raya that Yalav Yavo is not Ma'akev that night also. If you wouldn't be Yotzei with it, then it's a raya that it is Ma'akev. So it's all tolui on what the din would be if you have to go back. Because l'chora, no one would disagree that according to Rikiv Eger, if you didn't have to go back, if you said Me'ein Sheva on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so then that would be a raya that if you forgot Yalav Yavo and Shmona Esrei B'Dyevet, it would be okay. But haraya, Me'ein Sheva, you would be Yotzei with it, even without Yalav Yavo. But if the Magen Avraham would hold that on Friday night of Chol HaMoed, if you forgot that you would not be able to be Yotzei with Me'ein Sheva, so that would be a clear raya that if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you would have to go back, and that's why you can't be Yotzei with it. So l'chora, they're arguing, if the Magen Avraham would say his chiddush that he says on a regular Friday night, if you would say this on a Friday night of Chol HaMoed as well. The next point he says in the note is Im Shachach HaMelech HaKadosh B'Lel Shabbos Shel Aseres Yemei Tshuva. If one forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh on Friday night of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so there the Shevet HaLevi says Sha'af L'Das Rekiv Eger Lo Yotzei Dei Chova. That's Pasha, that even according to this Rekiv Eger that the Bir Halacha brings down, you would not be Yotzei. Sherei Gam B'Me'ein Sheva Yesh Lomar HaMelech HaKadosh, because we have a change in the Girsa of Me'ein Sheva also by saying HaMelech HaKadosh. V'Rat B'Dyevet Im Shachach LaOmro B'Me'ein Sheva Nechleku HaPoskim Yotzei Dei Chova. But since Mikra Adin, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh even over there, so therefore you would have to go back even in Maariv if you forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh. The next Bir Halacha just says, we said that you have to go back if you forget Mashiv Aruach Amar Dageshem, but that's only if you were in Hizkir Tal. If you said Morad Tal, then you're okay. So the Mishabura said, the Bir Halacha says in Divra Maskel, Ein Mal Zirin Oso, Rotzalomar means to say, La'achar Sh'omar Kfar Hashem Shal Siyam HaBracha. That's talking about that you already said Baruch Ato Hashem at the end of the bracha. Then if you had said Morad Atal, you don't have to go back. Avil Niskar Kodem Siyam HaBracha, but if you realize your mistake that you said Morad Atal instead of Mashiv Aruch Amar Dageshem earlier, then Yachzor V'Yiskar Geshem. Then you should go back and you should say Mashiv Aruch Amar Dageshem. Let's continue in the Mechaber and Sif Vav. Ba'med varam amurim shemachzirin oso k'shelo omar b'mos hageshamim morad hageshem. When is that true? That which we just said in Halacha Hey, that if in the winter you forgot to say morad hageshem, you have to go back. When is that true? Haynu k'shesiyim kol habracha. That's when you finish the whole bracha. You said baruch ato Hashem echayim esim v'hischa bracha shachareha, and you already started saying the next bracha. You said v'ato. Va'oz chozer l'rosh ha'tfila. Then you have to go back to the beginning of davening because you finished the bracha mechayim esim and you already said the first word of the next bracha. Aval, however, says the mechaber, im niskar kodem shesiem ha'bracha. If you realize that you forgot to say mashiv aruch amar dageshem before you finish the bracha, yomar b'makom sheniskar. Then you could say mashiv aruch amar dageshem wherever you realize that you left it out. Vafilu im siem ha'bracha. And even if you finish the bracha, v'niskar kodem shehisrael ata kadosh, and you realize your mistake before you said ata kadosh, ain sarach lach, so you don't have to go back. Ela omer mashiv aruach amar dageshem b'lo chasima. Just after the bracha mechayim esim, you'll say mashiv aruach amar dageshem, and then you'll go on and say ata kadosh. We'll see the details of this in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rama ends off and says shlosha brachos harishonos chashuvos ka'achas. Like you've seen already many times, the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei are considered like one bracha. U'b'chol makom shetah b'hem chozel arosh. Anytime you make a mistake in the first three brachos, you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Bein shu yachid, bein shu tzibur, whether you're davening by yourself or you're davening b'tzibur. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chav Ches. So again, the Mechaber told us, when is it true that if you forgot Mashiv HaRuach Amar Dageshem, that you have to go back? That's when you finish the whole bracha of Mechaim Esim, and you already started the next bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Chav Ches, V'hischu, you started the next bracha, Afilu Tevas Ato Levad. Even if you only said one word in the next bracha, then you have to go back. V'hu Adinim Hischu Lomer Nekadesh. And so too, if you started saying Kedusha, you were the Shel Tzibur, you started saying Nekadesh, then you'd have to go back as well. If you look at note 28, he points out, B'bir Alocha L'kaman Hochiach Sheba'ofen Zeh Lo Me'ila Chazara. The B'bir Alocha proves later on that once you said one word in the next bracha, you already can't go back. V'shelo Kedasa Prima Gadim, which is not like the Shita of the Prima Gadim, Hasover She'af Im Hischil Es HaBracha Shel Acharei. The Prima Gadim holds, even if you start the next bracha, Kol Shelo Omra Mimena Dalet Tevos Mu'ila Chazara. So long that you didn't say four words of the next bracha, you could still go back. So the Biralacha proves that that's not true, and that's the Shitasa over here, that once you say one word of the next bracha, you already can't go back. In note 29, he says, why is it that Kedusha counts as starting the next bracha? U'betam adover kosa bagos Rekiv Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger explains to us why saying the Kadesh, why starting Kedusha is the same as starting the next bracha. Shekeshehischil Kedusha nechshav kehischil ata kadosh. Once you start Kedusha, it's like you start ata kadosh already. Mishum shekedusha hi tosefes dvarim bebirchas ata kadosh. Kedusha is just an extension, it's an addition to the bracha of Ata Kadosh, ve'ein ze inyan b'fnei atzmo. Kedusha is not a separate topic, Kedusha is part of the bracha of Ata Kadosh, and therefore it doesn't matter if you said the word Ata or you said the word Nekadesh, either way, that's considered having started the next bracha, which will then require you to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So then the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaton Chav Tes, that the Mechaber told us that you only have to go back if you finish the bracha and started the first word of the next bracha. But if you realize your mistake before you finish the bracha, you say it in the place that you realized it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ki lo kavu chachomim makom besoch habracha. Chazal, we're not really misaking a place where you have to say mashiv aruach amar dageshem within the bracha. Ela amru stam, rather they said stam, maskirin gvuras geshamim b'tchias ha-mesim. They said you mentioned gvuras geshamim in the bracha of mechayim esim, but it did not say the place. Rak shenogu lomer lefnei mechalkil shu parnasa. Just the minug evolved that we place it before mechalkil, which is talking about parnasa. U'geshamim gam kein parnasa. And geshamim, rain also helps us with parnasa. And therefore, we have a minug to put it over there. But in the Ikar Adin, you can put it anywhere in the bracha. Hilkach, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Be'eza makom sheyizkor sagi. Really, at whatever point in the bracha you remember and you say mashiv haruach amar dageshem, that is good enough. Upashit, and it is obvious, says the Mishnah Berurah, De'im niskar la'achar sh'omer v'neman ato la'achar yos mesim. If you only realize that you forgot mashiv haruach amar dageshem after you finish the last words before Baruch Ato Hashem, i.e. you said v'neman ato la'achar yos mesim, and you realize right there you didn't say mashiv haruach, then it's obvious that tzarech lachzor v'lomar v'neman ato la'achar yos mesim. Then it's obvious that you, after you say mashiv haruach in that spot, you have to then say again, V'ne'emon ato l'achayos mesim, d'bo'inan me'ein chasima samuch l'chasima. Because we require by each bracha of Shmoneh Esrei a similar topic of the end bracha close to the end bracha. And therefore, you have to end off talking about Mechai Mesim before you're going to say the bracha, Baruch Hashem Mechai Mesim. And therefore, if you stick in Mashiv HaRuch over there, you would have to repeat the words of Neman Ato L'Achayos Mesim. Now, is that ma'akev to have Ke'ena Chasima by the Chasima? So if you look at Note 30, we see an interesting thing. In Note 30, he writes, Umikomakom afilu im lo omar me'ena Chasima samal Chasima. Even if one did not have something similar to the Chasima by the Chasima, the Shailos and Shuvah Shalom Eishev writes, She'eno ma'akev, that it's not ma'akev. And Ruchayim Kinyaski says, She'lechora kach mavur gabi mishabur la'el. It also sounds that way from the Mishabur earlier. If you look at Mishabur in Simon Samach Vav, Sivkota Nun Beis, it's going on the Mechaber that says over there you shouldn't answer Kaddish and Kedusha then Geula L'Tfila. Rather, you should wait earlier. And the Mishabur over there says that the reason why B'di'evet, he says the Mishabur says over there, this is all the Chathchila that you shouldn't answer. But B'di'evet, as long as you didn't say Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael, you could still answer Kaddish and Kedusha. And then you have to go back and start from Shira Chadasha. And one of the reasons the Mishabura gives is V'gam halo tzarech leimor me'ena chasima samal chasima l'chadchila. Because before the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael, you want to have me'ena chasima, but he adds in the word l'chadchila. So Chaim Kinyevsky says it's mashiv from the Mishabura also that he holds like the Shas and Shuvah Shalom Meshiv, that it's only a din l'chadchila. It's mefurish that it's only l'chadchila. But then the Chaim Kinyevsky says it's not so pashit. So in note 30, he writes at the end, El Shahos, if Ruchayim Kinyevsky adds, it's not necessarily a raya from that case of Simon Samech Vav to our case over here. Sheyesh Lodun Bazeh, there's what to take issue with over here. Shesham Amar Me'ena Chasima, Sam L'Chasima. There you said Me'ena Chasima, Sam L'Chasima. In other words, you finish all the way, the whole Nusach, up to Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then you were Mafsik with saying Kaddish Kedusha, so before you say Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael. You were mafsik, but you had ke'ena chasima, some chasima, just with a little hefsik in between. But maybe it's different. Maybe only there, it's only l'chadchila, but b'dyavad you're okay. But maybe not having it all, that would be ma'akev totally. That's what the Ruchayim Kinyevsky says, possibly could be a chiluk. Says the Mishnah, in other words, maybe only in a case where you actually said the Me'ena Chasima, Samel Chasima, just with something in between. You said the whole bracha of Geula up to Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and you were mafsik with Kaddish or Kedusha, so you could say maybe that's not, but the Evid, it's okay because it's considered with the hefsik of Kaddish and Kedusha, it's considered Ke'ena Chasima, Samel Chasima. But in the case where you wouldn't have Ke'ena Chasima at all, it could be that would be Ma'akiv even with the Evid. That's what Chaim Kinyevsky is pointing out. Says the what? Right. I don't know if he's talking about this case. Just saying in general that if you wouldn't have it, it's not a raya necessarily from the lashon that he says over there. Right. From the lashon he says the chachila, but the evidence okay. It could be only in that case and our case where you already said it, so you're only having this little hefsek. But in another case where you totally wouldn't have it, maybe the mishabura wouldn't agree that it's only the chachila and the evidence okay. Maybe it's ma'akev even with the evidence to have said the keina chasima. At some point, even if there's a hefsek. Says the Mishabura Vaiter and Sifkotan Lamid. So he said in the Mechaber that if you realize your mistake before the bracha, you say it in that place, and then you go Vaiter. And then we said, Afilu im siyem habracha, even if you finish the whole bracha, and you realize before you said Ata Kadosh, you don't have to go back, you just say it right there. Says the Mishabura and Sifkotan Lamid, Vafilu im siyem, Vechenim niskar la'achar sha'amar Hashem. So too, if you realize your mistake after you said Baruch Ata Hashem, before you said Mechai Mesim, Yisayim Mechai Mesim, you should finish off the bracha of Mechai Mesim, V'yomar Tekef Mashiv HaRuach Amar Dageshem, and you would say right away, Mashiv HaRuach Amar Dageshem. You don't want to end off Lamdeni Chukecha if you don't have to, because that's really a hefsek in the middle of the tefillah. So if you're okay, like we just passed in the Mechaber, by saying Baruch Ata Hashem Mechai Mesim, and then saying Mashiv HaRuach, so it's better to do that than to say Lamdeni Chukecha and go back, because Lamdeni Chukecha is really a hefsek in the middle of davening, it's saying a pasuk in the middle of davening. Says the Mishabur and if katan lamed aleph ela omer, rather we said you say it there after the bracha. V'nachon lechatchila shiomer miyad. It's correct that lechatchila you should say immediately after the bracha. You shouldn't spend too much time. Leval yamtin laachar kedei dibur. You shouldn't wait even the time of kedei dibur, the time it takes to say three or four words. You should say it immediately. Some poskim say that the reason why you should say it immediately is because some say, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah not this way, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah that it's still considered being in the middle of the bracha, even though you finish the bracha, till you start the next bracha. But some poskim say that the way we view it, when you say Mashiv HaRuach HaMerda Geshem, after Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim, we view it as a hemshech of the bracha, that, as if you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim U'Mashiv HaRuach HaMerda Geshem. So since some poskim view it as a hemshech of the bracha, you don't want to wait between Mechayim Mesim before Mashiv HaRuach, the amount of Kedei Dibur, so it shouldn't be a separation within that bracha, according to those poskim. We in the Mishnah Berurah are going to hold not that way in a moment. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Beis below Chasima. So we said you could just say Mashiv HaRuach Amar HaGeshem alone after the bracha of Mechayim Mesim. Veshuv Omer Ata Kadosh. And then you go right into the next bracha of Ata Kadosh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hu adin im shachach yale v'yavo b'rosh chodesh shachris u'mincha." So too, if one forgets yale v'yavo on rosh chodesh shachris or mincha, now he leaves off Marv because we know by Marv of rosh chodesh always you never go back if you forget yale v'yavo. But on shachris or mincha, where you do have to go back, v'nisgar la'achar shesiyim birchas ha'machzir, you said the end bracha. Totally, you're done with it. Sha'omer shom b'mekomo u'maschil modim. So you say Yalav Yavo after the bracha, and then you go straight into the modim. So the same thing the Mechaber is telling us over here, by Mashiv HaRuach Amar HaGeshem, would be the same exact din in the case of Yalav Yavo, when you would have to be go back if you forgot it. If you realize it after the bracha, you say it right there, and then you go into modim. Like we'll see later on in Siman Tov Chav Beis Sif Aleph. Shekol shlo hiskel ba bracha shalachareh. Because so long that you did not yet start the next bracha, lo nikra siyam bracha zo legamri. It's not considered that you finish this bracha totally. Le'inyan ka'advarim shemachzirin oso. Lagabe all things that would require you to go back if you forgot them. Like Mashiv HaRuach Amar HaGeshem and like Yalav Yavo on Shachris or Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. Even though it is considered the end of the bracha, when you say bracha d'Hashem b'chai mesim, or whatever bracha it might be, in regards to items that you don't go back for. Kigon, for example, havdolo b'chonin hadas. If you forgot to say atachonantanu in the bracha of atachonin, that b'dievet, if you forget it, you don't go back. And therefore, if you said bracha d'Hashem b'chonin hadas, that's considered the end of the bracha, and you would not put it in there, because since you don't have to go back for it, it's considered you finished the bracha, and you go weiter. And so too, v'yal v'yavu b'arvis rosh chodesh, so too v'yal v'yavu at marv of rosh chodesh, we don't go back, and al hanisim b'chanaku purim v'chol ki agavna, or anything similar, she'ein lo omram kishesiyem ha'bracha. You don't say those things, because they're not ma'akev, once you finish the bracha, afal pishol hiskel v'bracha shacharah, even though you not yet start the next bracha. V'siyem bracha nikra, what's considered finishing the bracha? Tekev kishamar Hashem shel bracha. Once you said bracha to Hashem, so you already should not go back for things that are not ma'akiv, and you just move weiter. Till here is a discussion of the Mechaber Shita, which we discussed a couple days ago, which is based on the Rav Yoh. The Berlacha discusses that over here, and that is that you're still considered in the middle of the bracha till you start the next bracha, legabe the insertions that are ma'akiv, and therefore you could put them in right over there. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings poskim that argue in the third to last line. The yesh poskim shechokim v'omrim. There are poskim that argue with the Mechaber, and they say the af bedvarim shemachzir noso. Even by the things that you have to go back for, like Mashiv HaRuach Amar HaGeshem or Yalav Yavo at Shachar Samincha on Rosh Chodesh, takeeth mishasiyem habracha. Immediately, once you finish the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim. Immediately then, kemo shehischil bracha acheres damya. It's as if you start the next bracha. This bracha is done. You can't say Mashiv HaRuach after the bracha of Mechayim Esim, according to those poskim. So what do you do l'maisa? So says the Mishnah Berurah, v'al kol panim nearly l'maisa. It appears to me that way a person should act halacha l'maisa in nisgar achar she'amar Hashem. If a person realizes he forgot Mashiv HaRuach Amar HaGeshem after he said Baruch Ato Hashem, lo yigmar mechay mesim. He should not finish off the bracha and say mechay mesim. Eli yisayim lamdeinu chukecha. He should finish off the end of a pasuk by saying lamdeinu chukecha. V'yiyah kekore pasuk levad. And it's like a person who just stopped and said a pasuk. V'dino ki'ilu omer adayim b'emtza bracha. And then it's certainly ki'ilu you're in the middle of the bracha, because you are in the middle of the bracha, you didn't finish it yet. And therefore, v'chozer l'mashiv haruach, you'd go back to mashiv haruach, v'chein ka'agavna b'chol dvarim shemachzirin oso. And so too by any other insertions that you have to go back for, i.e. yale v'yavo on Rosh Chodesh, Shachris, and Mincha, if you realize your mistake by Baruch Ato Hashem, so you should put in l'amdeni chukecha and then go back either to Mashiv HaRuach or to Yalav V'yavo v'kumo she'bi'arti b'bi'ar locha ayin sham. In note 32, he discusses an issue. The note brings down a very interesting bir halacha. By Shabbos, when you're benching on Shabbos, so we add in Ritzei, or on Rosh Chodesh Yantav, we add in Yalav Yavo. On Yantav, we add in Yalav Yavo. Now, the halacha is that if you forget to say Ritzei, there's a special bracha that you could put in right after you finish the bracha, before you start the next bracha, similar to over here. And that the general rule is that if you need the bracha, your bencher doesn't have it in it. If you don't need it, your bencher does have it. But if a person doesn't have a bencher that has the bracha, and he's not familiar with the bracha, which most people are not, they don't know it by heart, so the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Taz over there that a person should go back to the beginning of benching. If you forgot the bracha, you should go back to the beginning of benching. And the Berurah Halacha asks over there, why should you go back to the beginning of benching? Why don't the same way over here, that if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, you finish the bracha, say Yalav Yavo after the bracha, before the next bracha, so why don't you say the same thing in benching? The Berurah Halacha Lila Tzarachi and the Mishnah Berurah brings to the Taz that if you forget the girsa of the bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Why don't you just say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, whatever is Nogar, right there like we do over here? And he says, don't say because benching maybe is different. Because he says the whole makor for saying even the bracha by benching is over here by Hilchos Tefillah. The fact that we see that you're allowed to add in the insertion after you finish the bracha, before you start the next bracha, that's the source for putting in that special bracha over there. So if you forgot the bracha, why can't you just put in Ritzei or just put in Yalav Yavo in that spot? And the Berurah Halacha leaves out Tzarachi and he doesn't understand that. That's not an interesting shaila to think about. Why benching? Why that would be any different over there, that after you finish the bracha, where Ritzei was supposed to be, why can't you just put in Ritzei afterwards if you didn't yet start the next bracha? That's note number 32, bringing down the Berurah Halacha from earlier. But let's finish the Mishnah Berurah. We are up to Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, the last line on Kuf Mem Beis. We said the first three brachos are considered like one. Nokar HaRishonosh Mishum Da'iri Behu. He only mentions in the Ramah the first three brachos because that's what we're discussing over here in the Mechaber. Vu Adin Shalosh HaChronos. But as we know, the same din is true. The last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei are also considered one bracha. Ve'atam, and the reason is the Shalosh Rishonos in Yonam Echa. The first three brachos are the same topic. L'sader Shivcho Shalmokom Kodem She'elah Strachov. To set out the praises of Hashem before a person makes his request from Hashem. Ke'evish Shemesader Shevach Lifnei Rabo Kodem Shemavakesh Pras Mimenu. Like a servant who sets up the praises of his master before he makes a request from him. The Shalosh Achronos Hein Ke'evish Shekila Pras Mirabo Shemeshabcho V'Holichlo. And the last three brachos are also the same idea. They're also thanking the master after you have asked for your request. And then we said in any place that you made a mistake, in the first three brachos, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Lamed Daled, V'davka im to b'chasimasan. This, that you make a mistake, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, or the beginning of the set, of the first three or the last three, is only if you make a mistake at the ending of the bracha. Shechosam b'vracha zu b'inyan bracha acheres. You were chosing the bracha with the wrong bracha. Or instead of saying Amelach HaKadosh and Aser Shemei Tshuva, you ended off Akel HaKadosh and you didn't realize your mistake Toch Ledibur, where you could have corrected it. So in that case, She'ef Shalom Shuv L'Sakin Teuso, at that point you can no longer correct it. She'ein Chazorah Mu'elas El Toch Ledibur, because you can only go back to correct Akel HaKadosh and Amelach HaKadosh Toch Ledibur. The Cholki Agavne Eitz Adaver Shemhaya Eiro Kazeb Bebracha Acheres Yatzar Lachsol Rosh Osa Bracha. And so too any other mistake, that if you made a mistake in a different bracha, you'd go back to the beginning of that bracha. Lekach B'Shalosh Rishonos V'Achronos Chozel Rosh. Any of those scenarios, if you make that mistake in the first or the last three, you go back to the beginning of the set, either the first beginning of Shemoneh Esrei or to the beginning of Ritzei. The Chashuvos Kechado, because those three are each considered like one bracha. Avalim Tov Be'emtza, but if you made a mistake in the middle of the bracha, then it's Ein Ma'akev, then you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. V'ayin Lo'el B'Simen Samaches, if Katan Aleph of Mishnah Berurah, Shebi'arnu Sham Be'arichus. There is one Be'alacha that I wanted to point out. Back to the page before, in the Ramasla B'mokum Shenisgar, so he brings down from the Prima Gadon, the L'inyan She'elas Matar. So im shachach v'nisgar kodem shesiyem abracha yachzav yomar v'sein talumatar. Even though he said over here by mashiv haruach, you could put it in wherever you want in the bracha. Even after the bracha, you could say it. But the Prima Gadim says when it comes to the v'sein talumatar, you should go back to the place of the v'sein talumatar. The gomer sham kaseder, you can finish in order from where you're up to and say the rest of the bracha. But midivri hashulchan shlomo mashma degam talumatar yuchal lemor achar v'sabenu mituva. He says no, you could put it in. He argues and says you could put it in even later in the bracha. You are allowed to say v'sein Talamotah at a later point in the bracha, if you want. However, when it comes to Alanisim by Chanukah Purim, if you forgot it before you finish the bracha of Atov Shimcha, Mashmid Veishneim, the Yachzor of Yomer Acharkach, Valkula Mizbarach, Kaseder. So by Chanukah and Purim, by Al Nisim, he says, if you forgot it and you remember before you finish the bracha of Atov Shimcha, it's Mashav on both of them. They have to go back. V'yomer achakach v'akulam yisbarach. You go back in order and finish the bracha. And the last thing he says, the kasva achronim de niskar b'makom de lo salak inyana. If you realize that you forgot Mashav bracha meragashem when you're in the middle of a topic, kigon tekef l'achar shamro makayim emunoso. You said the words of makayim emunoso, but it really goes together. Makayim emunoso lishenei ofar. So you shouldn't put it right there. You should first finish the words of Shenei Ofar, and then you should put in Mashiach Baruch HaMadageshem. We'll stop here, and we'll continue with Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.